In Norway, near the equinox, is the best time and place to watch the transmigratory pattern of souls across the night sky. They don't go quite at the speed of light, more at the speed of glow, in search of the navels of wives and girlfriends snoozing on the collarbones of their lovers. Every navel is a wormhole into our alternate universe, and the unborn soul ingathers like a recorded gunshot played in reverse on mute. Beyond the Kupfer belt, at the behest of some circadian imperative, the souls flustered as one off a lake of frozen mercury and swirled back to this world, buoyed on each other's wake. They have the earth imprinted deeper than a memory. Monarch butterflies come winter can remember oyamels they've never settled on, deep in a Mexico they've never visited. The dead are one aurora incorporealis, shuttling between a north of water clocks, a south of water steaming away, a north of sundials, a south of hydrogen fusion. In the night sky over Norway, kicking the luminescence off my legs like a rescue diver shedding his jeans, I am seeking my next parents among the battle dead, the glorious, the wrung sponges of young couples cooling in each other's sweat. I want a father dreaming of firecracker chrysanthemums and a blue furlong beyond his boyhood. I want a mother dreaming of a goddess on a tiger. Part of this is instinct, and part of it delight. Stranger, signal me from way on down the tracks. Wave me in with orange wands, because I have been flying an eternity to land in time at last and grow the hands I need to feel your face. I want to give this one more try. I want to get this right.